Kyle Hendricks and the Cubs face Tommy Malone and the Brewers. We'll pick things up in the fourth inning as Chris Bryant tries to add to Chicago's 3-2 lead.
Spot the rotation, and Malone gets the first crack at it. Bryant, little jam shot. That's going to fall, a base hit. Runners were on the move. And coming in to score is Hendricks. So Bryant, little handle hit, drives in his third run of the game, and the Cubs lead it 4-2.
Rizzo holding the runner Neuenheis. Fly ball deep right center field, all the way back to the wall and gone, and the ball game is tied.
Little tapper, slow roller is going to stay fair. Mourinho's throw is not in time. And that wild pitch cost the Brewers a run. Russell scores on Hendricks' second hit.
So now with two ups, it'll bring up Travis Shaw. Shaw hits first pitch in a short center field. Elmora coming on, so is Schwarber. Elmora with a sliding catch in left center field. Excellent play by Albert. He got a great jump on that ball and made an excellent play. He went a long way for that ball.
And a line shot in the left. That's trouble. It's going to score two. And into second base, Contreras with a two RBI double.
The Brewers' bullpen struggled on Saturday against the world champion Cubs, allowing seven runs in five innings of relief work. Craig Counsell spoke about his team's depth issues after the ballgame.
Yeah, we needed more fielders tonight, and not you know, in front of the outfielders, really, and somewhere in the infield, we needed more fielders. You get credit for putting the ball in play, for sure. They put the ball in play, but they found a lot of holes, for sure. There's some guys that I think some of our guys that pitched better than their lines. I thought Johnny Mourinho's pitched really well. I thought he did a nice job. He probably should have given up one hit.
Did it make you do some things you didn't want to do? Use some guys you didn't want to use at the end, like Knebel or Hughes, or were you okay with that?
Well, yeah, I mean, we got to, finish the game. And Johnny and Suter did a nice job. I mean, there were a little bit of the pitches just kind of ran up with those hits. And I was really hoping to avoid. Jared was probably the guy that I was most hoping to avoid. But we had to get Suit out of that inning. He did a nice job. So Corey was fine to pitch, and he'll be available tomorrow. So with the off day coming up, we had a little flexibility there.
What did you think of Tommy? They did better the second time through than they did it.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. The first time through, he pitched. He was outstanding, and he just had trouble. Again, they found some holes, but they hit some balls. They hit some balls pretty good against Tommy, and he got to two strikes with a bunch of them, and just couldn't finish it.
Will he stay in that spot then?
Yeah.
They have a lot of smart hitters, and he's kind of a change-up guy. Did you feel like they sort of waited? I know Bryant pulled one into the corner for a two-run double, a change-up.
Well, I think. I think Tommy's a pitch maker, and he's kind of beat you to a spot. That's what he does. They did a good job of kind of maybe got jammed a little bit, but got enough bat on it to get it to the outfield. So, but even then, I mean, some balls were just, Rizzo's ball is just kind of a pop up that falls in front of the outfielder. So, just one of those nights. Just to me, one of those nights where a lot of balls fell in for them, and they produced runs because of it.
Franklin's first hit as a Brewer was kind of electric, and at that time pretty big. It tied the game.
No, that was. I mean, it ties us up and gets us right back into it. And that's when, that's really to me when we kind of felt when Hendricks infield hit and two straight infield hits to get him two runs. I don't know much you can do about that.
About 40 feet.
Yeah.
Next guy hit it off Johnny's club.
Yeah.
the kind of after that, it just all was all.
Yeah, it you know, I think, you know, with the Franklin home run, obviously gives puts you right back in it, and it's turned into a good ball game. But you know, that kind of took the wind out of the sails for sure.
This series concludes on Sunday with Jake Arrieta on the hill for the Cubs and Zach Davies starting for Milwaukee.